Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's Craft Brewed Alcoholic Lemonade. Welcome to the first episode of the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I am Stacey June.
And I am Christy Mercer. And bloody, how's the decor in this joint?
We're feeling good. We're feeling quite comfortable in our new studio in my house.
Lush.
I don't need...
If I had to put it into one word, lush.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for help building
How's
it.
All the flowers?
Thank you for bringing your chairs.
Who sent these? Your fiancé to his own house.
That's right. My fiancé now. We will be giving you some more info on how that all went down.
Girl.
Let's give you an explanation. You will get different shows on different days from us across the week. They will be, as usual, all kinds of information and us divulging into our lives. But more importantly, this year, we are divulging into your lives and, of course, our guests' lives. So we will also include some podcasts about a bit of pop culture, all the different things going on across the world, news that we're interested in with, of course, the Thinker Girls spin.
Yeah, but you know this show, going back to right where it started, P.S., found out the first potty was in 2013. So we've been doing this for quite some time.
That's right. And if you do want to, on this pod channel as well, you can go back to our oldies. They'll all be marked in a particular order. So as we also get to know each other on this new phase, and again, thank you so much to our loyal Posse fans if you're joining us. But if you are new to the Thinker Girls pod channel, we do have years and years worth of episodes that we will refer back to and make it as easy as possible for you to keep in touch and go back through those archives if you're interested.
But it's a cinch. You press subscribe. If you're not sure how to do that, whether it be an Android, an Apple, your podcast app, all you need to do is go to thethinkergirls.com.au and we'll chuck an article link which will give you a direct how-to guide and a rundown. But basically what you can expect from this show is it's the oldie but a goodie. It's where it all began. It's a catch-up between pals, just like you'd be doing with your mates, because we essentially are all going through the same shit, sharing where we're at. And you know what? What we have to go through today in particular is all of the juicy deets on your proposal, Stacey June.
Well, it feels like it was forever ago now, but we are only chatting to you guys for the first time, as well as if you want to get to know us. Hello, welcome. This is a good way to figure it out. I mean, it feels confronting as a first conversation if you are meeting me now and that I'm talking about engagement, like being engaged, because a year ago I didn't even know if I wanted to get married. So it's a weird place I find myself, but I am very excited to share the story.
Yeah, not just the story, but the details. Who was there? How it happened? How you ended up there? But like you do feel uncomfortable sharing?
I think so. Because
I see your body language has changed a little bit where you're like, I don't know.
Well, I feel like it's because everybody's intrigued into engagement and love and those stories. And as much as I've always divulged that into our other shows and will continue to do that, I just have always felt uncomfortable that it comes under this banner, this marriage banner.
But push through, babes, because yes, it's happening.
Yes.
I want to share the fact that I very soon will be experiencing my first birthday single in like 9 years. And I feel incredibly, incredibly nervous to be alone. Really nervous.
So we couldn't be in more different places, honestly.
Wait, before we get to anything, we need to do TG Frost.
Right, so this is how we're going to open up this week, by giving you an idea of what we're reading, what we're listening to, and what we're watching.
Okay, I am reading ATM, Tim Winton's Breath, because I was reading so many self-helpy textbook stuff that I need to give my brain a break. I realized when I was away that was important to have a place, I don't know where.
Rather than a self-help
place. It's a fiction and I can escape to a story. I am listening to, at the moment, Anderson .Paak.
Oh, that's very gourmet, isn't it?
The guy that I'm sleeping with is very on board that.
So Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, P-A-A-K.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're still sleeping with him, because that's been a rocky road, hasn't it? Like, that's
I'll
new
fill you
news
in
to me. Over the next few weeks, we'll get the freaking info on that. And it, guys, I'll be listening also, because I thought that was off, to be honest.
Also, I've gone red. I've started watching Transparent.
I know
you were watching that a while ago. It's on Stan. It's fucking amazing.
It is incredible. Oh. It's incredible. I'm reading two books. I'm reading...
Always. So I've got a few on the go this gal.
I've decided that every second book I'll read is something that's just a story because I need to get myself. But that was last time. So now I'm onto the self-help train again. I'm reading The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein. So I got that on the Kindy. And then I also
short
got
for Kindle.
Sent,
yes. Kindle, yeah?
Yeah, because it's fairly new. My boyfriend bought it for me and it was like Kindy. So cute. I came home and there was a Kindle.
All right, this isn't a buddy. Okay. This isn't an ad sponsored. For Kindles.
No. But we do have ads soon.
Oh, yes. I'm
so excited to introduce you to that. And if you're just listening now, we've always had them. We're a success. podcasts have always been so lucrative.
That's the biz, baby. What are you listening to and what are you watching?
I'm reading also. Oh, God, I've forgotten the word. It's something about courage, Brené Brown's latest one.
Oh, sounds great. Brené Brown is basically the younger Oprah, yeah? She's like...
Well, she's a scientist, so she's pretty different to Oprah.
But she's the one that studies a lot about vulnerability, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her latest book is Braving the Wilderness, The Quest for True Belonging and the Courage to Stand Alone.
Oh, cool.
My best friend sent me that. I've just felt a little bit off the last couple months, and I was when she sent it, I was like... I don't need that. Get lost. And I started reading it the last few days. I was like, okay, yes, I do. Listening to Justin Timberlake's new album.
Oh, yeah, you were pumping that in your little car the other day.
It's a concoction of his old stuff, new stuff.
How's the country?
Country, but still his kind of real black soul, even though he's a white man. He's very MJ-like,
yeah,
that
I love
confused
it.
Bloke.
So good.
But it's amazing. And also Jessica Biel, just to give you a bit of a sidebar on that, Jessica Biel does this whole little... a spoken monologue at the beginning of one of the songs, and I'm like,
those two together are life.
Stop.
Goals.
We do need to cover these. I don't know. We need to cover the Super Bowl, but I know it was a few weeks ago. But I've got a lot to say on it.
Yeah, well, there's a podcast for that. The 411. Just subscribe, bro.
It's coming up this week. And I am watching. I've got nothing watching on the go, to be honest.
Oh, bullshit. You're always watching something.
I'm not. I'm in between. I think I started watching My Kitchen Rules yesterday and almost poked my eye out.
How's the promos? Were they like, and next, will Johnny burn the gnocchi? We'll find out. I'm like, that is someone's full-time job. That is life.
Could be ours in the future. Shit. Just saying.
Okay, let's get into stuff because I'm not really an anxious person. I feel like everybody experiences feelings of anxiety, feelings of nervousness. But I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at processing things. So I'm not often in a place where I feel a little bit on edge or I feel a bit jittery, but I have the last few days. And I'm like, what's the deal? Have I woken up on the wrong side of the bed? What's happening? And I put something on Insta the other day and someone wrote back, it's because of your birth. It's because you're going to be single on your birthday.
Who said that? A posse member?
A posse member. I can't remember who sent it. I should find it. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Like, because I was in a long-term relationship from the time that I was 18. So it's always just been, and even though we did long distance, right, so I wasn't with him every single birthday, there's still a feeling of this unspoken, not having to ask or question or answer people when they say, what will you do on your birthday? Mm. Or what will you do on the weekend? This is the thing. I felt like a little bit of a wanker where I was like, oh, first world problems. Like there actually have been people that have been single for a very long time and experienced birthdays and not died. You know what I mean? But
the first of everything when you're single is hard.
I feel like I have to push through and actually vocalize where I'm at. And I think for me, the fear is coming from a place of I feel confident in being single. I really like being single. I'm really happy where I'm at. And the fear is coming in from worrying that will all disappear and I'll go back. And I know that won't actually happen, but that's where the fear is coming from going back to square one, how I actually felt at the time when we broke up.
What?
Like, I feel like I've done a lot of work, right, in the last 6 months of being single, and I feel more...
So you feel like you're going to go backwards because your birthday's going to come?
Yeah, I feel really confident in myself in being alone, like, and being single. So I'm afraid that when my birthday comes around in a couple of days, that I will no longer feel like that.
But I've got a really bad thing to tell you. You're not always going to feel like that. And times on your birthday you're not... Other times when you've got a down day, you're not, you know that. You're giving yourself this kind of banner that you mostly feel great. But I think it's pretty even where you've found it hard. Mm. I think sometimes we get a bit bumper sticker with ourselves and memey and everything's a bit pretty fantastic. But if you look at it, it hasn't, like, it's probably a bit of a messed up way to try and get some perspective, because I know that it's pointing out that things haven't been all that great. But I think you're putting a bit too much emphasis on the fact that everything's been really good.
Because I think it overall, but I do think overall right now I feel really good. So I'm like, I feel like I'm standing on steady ground right now. I don't want to lose this.
But that's my point. You've felt crap before, and then you felt better again.
You have
to remember that. Like, when you feel that you're good, did you last time that you felt good and then felt crap go backwards? Back to where you began?
No.
You never. And this is such a big message to anybody listening that might not be going through a breakup, but it's going through some tough time where they've worked really hard to get out of a situation. Whether it's, I don't know, maybe you took a long time to change something at a job or change something in a relationship, or, you know, after you had grief from a parent. I know somebody felt this when they lost their mum. Is that if you go back to this place of feeling a certain way that had any kind of similar emotions to when it happened, you feel like you go back to that time.
I'm bracing myself
for
that.
You never ever go fully back. You've learned too much in between to go back. You never ever go back. You just learn new bad, sad things, but you never go back to where you were, because at that time in between, you've learned other things.
I think it's also too the other people around you that care about you, and I feel like that's added more pressure on it too, because up till this point, obviously I was feeling it somewhere, but I wasn't consciously going, oh, my birthday. It was not until other people started asking, and my family members, and I don't know, mum and dad have just been on the phone more in the last week or so, where they're like, what are you doing for your birthday? How are you spending it? What are you going to? And I was like, oh my God, it has been such a given for like 8 years that you will be doing something fun, feeling special and celebrated by somebody that you love. Like, that's just a gift. You don't have to be like, hey, babe, do you reckon you might be able to book somewhere for dinner for my B-day, like on whenever it is? Mm. Like, it's just a given. You don't have to ask.
And this is a sidebar as well to anyone in a relationship that's letting their friendships go. Don't.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you need them.
You don't have to ask. You don't have to vocalize. It's just a given that I'll be made to feel really special on this day because I am special and this person loves me. Mm. And although I know I've got I am very lucky. I do have a lot of friends that are my family around me. I really do. Mm. And especially the place I'm at now, I've never lived with like proper legit friends before. That's still in itself a very new thing for me. Mm. So for them even to be like, there are, like, what are you doing? Has Stacey got anything planned? Is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I'm still at no shortage of people around me, rallying around me going, what's the deal? Do you want me to plan something? But it's a different thing of someone going, do you want me to plan something? Because my housemate and my bestie was like, do you want me to plan dinner? And even that is a new thing, to have somebody that you love ask you if they want you to do something. They just plan it.
But if you've got all of this stuff around you and your mum and dad asking you and then you answer them, what's the gap then? Like, if you didn't have an answer for your mum and dad, I get that you'd be more scared, but you've just said you've got the answer. So where is the gap coming from? Like, you have things to do, you have plans, your mum and dad are concerned. P.S. Parents of adults are very selfish. Like, they just want to make themselves feel better so they don't have to worry. Because they've gone to an age where they're like, you're not a kid anymore, but you're still my kid. So it's kind of annoying that I'm still concerned, but I am. So could you just please, they need to check with you all the time to make sure you're okay. Can I be very clear? They're ringing for themselves. But anyway, since you were able to answer them, the end, right?
Like, why? I think because it's just different. It feels different. It feels different to have to say out loud to somebody, yes, that would be nice, let's do something, when before there was no conversation, it was just done.
And you're also showing vulnerability with people. Like, I think the hardest thing as well when you go in and out of a relationship is that you put a lot of vulnerability in one person. And I think what happens is, and I'm already learning this, you stop giving vulnerability elsewhere, because a lot of the time...
Totally.
Ben, I'm so, so vulnerable, particularly at the moment. So I find it quite hard to be vulnerable in other relationships in my life, because you're bloody full.
And like, so many of my friendships throughout my entire friendship with people, I'm the, I'll be finer. I'll be fine. Oh, something will work out. Or whatever.
Your ex.
Because I'm always the one that, and in my family, I'm very much like that too. Oh, she's the one that just gets on with the job. She'll be fine. Blah, blah, blah. And then that freaked my parents out when I was going through that breakup. And I was like, actually, I need to just not be fine now. All right. Well, I feel okay. I do feel better about that. Before we get to hearing about all of the deets of how your now fiancé proposed to you, who was there, what went down.
Guys, I have a fiancé.
Oh, my God. It is crazy.
What the hell?
We need to take a little quick break to hear from our sponsors. We live for Saturdays. You get to sleep in and you get to stay up.
Daydreaming, adventure seeking, all play, no work.
Yeah, and we believe that your skin should feel just as good as you do when you wake up. Refreshed.
Happy, healthy, and bright. Developed to reveal your clearest, dewiest complexion, Saturday Skin is basically a weekend in a bottle.
Yeah, you can make every day Saturday with Saturday Skin. You can check it out. It's available at Maya or www.saturdayskin.net.
The promo code TG can be used for a 10% discount. That's 10% on us. Just use the TG promo code when you buy Saturday Skin.
And we're back. It is time. There are many people in the posse gagging to hear about Stacey June's proposal. You put up a few little photos on Instagram, but you haven't really divulged all of the details.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's not a standard proposal.
It wasn't, because it was a big freaking fat conversation. And that's the interesting part. As much as I think everybody says that, oh, I didn't know and I was so surprised, I'm not sure many bitches are not having any control of around about maybe that year, that kind of ring, blah, blah, blah. So let's just put that straight out there. And I, of course, was one of those bitches, because I wasn't 100% sure I even liked the idea of being asked. I didn't like the idea that it was very much on someone else's terms. And there was an issue where, to the point where we had discussed and gone through a really big process about what marriage meant to us. And, you know, I will put up in the show notes, we'll get our producer to put up in the show notes exactly what kind of episodes I divulged about my thoughts about marriage early days with my partner.
Back in the day, oldie episodes, yes, where people are like, wait one moment, you didn't want to get married 18 months ago.
Yeah, so if you want to kind of catch up on that, you can do so. But because of those reasons, which I won't go into now, we had some pretty intense conversations. Ben, my partner, was incredibly keen to get married. He'd been engaged before.
Okay. Do you feel weird about that?
You get to a point where I think you get to an age where I'm so grateful he's older than me and there's so many good things that come with that, then you can't bite the hand that feeds you. You know what I mean?
He's
so
lived a life.
He has. He has. And as have I. And so I think it's, so we had these conversations, came to the idea that, marriage and some form of commitment we wanted to do, and then marriage essentially was for us. It took me a bit to get there. I wanted to talk about what it meant to us, what it would mean for our commitment and our future. And so it was great. It was a nice time. We got to that decision pretty quickly in our relationship.
Okay, so you've discussed the idea of marriage as being the form of commitment. Did you guys discuss the proposal?
Well, he wanted to ask me. And I wasn't really fussed. I was like, let's shake on it. We've made this decision. It's been a good 6 months of conversations around
this. Did you actually say that? Let's shake on it.
But I was like,
let's shake on the way you'll propose to me, babes.
Well, I meant like, let's shake on it. Let's get hitched. Like, I don't need you to ask me. We've just spent all this time talking and divulging and getting to know why we want to do it. And is it about society? Is it about us? We've asked ourselves every bloody question, and now he's going to ask me, do you want to do it? It didn't make any sense.
But then in the end, if that's something that he wanted to do, you were on board.
That's right. Yeah. So he said, I want to do it. I want that moment to be a moment.
Yeah, fair enough too.
And I appreciated that, because I think there's some things that are sacred, which I'm learning. There's ritual and there's sacred things, and people have been doing ritual and sacred things for a very long time to make sure that you know that it isn't just a pizza on a Sunday night on the couch.
So,
you know?
Was there a feeling where you were like, when's it going to happen?
Okay, I'm going to give you the two parts, the honest conversation here. A lot of you saw the photo on my Instagram on New Year's Eve when Ben asked me the question in front of two of my best friends and their partners away on the southern coast of New South Wales, and it was magic.
How were there two parts to that? It's just one part. It's the story.
I will get to that, but About 3 weeks before that happened, we'd had a big fight about the fact that he thought he might change the timeline of asking me, and I lost it. I was like, this is exactly why I don't want you to ask me. I don't understand how it's okay for a guy in this scenario to have all that say without
all the power.
Yeah, I'm happy
I'll
for you
decide
to ask
when
me,
later
yeah.
change
like,
the date.
This is the biggest, one of the biggest decisions of my life, and you've just decided. He didn't even think about it. I'd lost my fucking job. You know, he'd kind of been like, maybe it's not the time. And I said, actually, now is the time.
You need
so
some good.
On a freedom couch, when we were waiting for Peanut's Christmas present, he sat there, he turned to me and said, okay, fine. Will you marry me here in freedom?
What?
Like, I'm asking you to marry me.
When?
But like is a few this weeks before the Christmas.
And when I said, you said that to me, I thought you were taking the piss.
No, no. And I said, yes. I said, I will marry you. And then about a minute later, I said, oh, maybe let's do round two.
Wait. So the proposal, all the shit that we've all, that is actually round two.
Yes.
That is the second. When you said as a joke, like we discussed getting married at the Couch on Freedom, lol. I think you texted it even. Like there was no convo around it. I didn't know it was a full blown actual question.
It was. And then I was like, oh, maybe we need some more bells and whistles.
After all of that, P.S. Can we have a rerun?
And I hated myself. Well, I didn't hate myself, but I was like, you're a fucking head case, June. And my best mate, Beth, who was there, Bessie Beth, you know, she's our hair and makeup artist. She's
stunning.
Our very
Love
good
her.
Friend of the show. I rang her and she said, no, screw that. She goes, you are a lioness of your truth. She was like, you go for it no matter what. And even if it's uncomfortable and you look like you're a head case and you explore different angles, you're constantly trying to find it through actions, and that's so hard. She's like, I think it's so courageous. And she just...
She knows you.
But it was so amazing. And I believed her. Straight away, I was like, yeah, you're right. This is my man. Like, he loves me for who I am. And so he laughed and went, okay, fine. He's like, we'll do it over the next few months. So I did have an idea. New Year's Eve came. I was with two of my best girlfriends, spending the week with them and their beautiful partners. We had oysters and champagne and... We all cooked a different course. So Ben and I were on entree and we did seafood, and then Beth and her new boyfriend, meanwhile new, I met him once before. So
well,
he was at
he,
the proposal and he was amazing.
I need to ask, so they were all, anyway,
so,
you'll tell that in a sec, but everyone was
yeah,
there.
So
you
then,
had an audience.
Yeah, so then they made main course, and then Peanut, my best mate, and her husband made dessert. And we were all sitting around a campfire looking at the stars. We'd written on a piece of paper, of course, because I'm like, let's do an activity. Why don't we all write something down on a piece of paper that we want to not bring in with us in 2018? It was 2018.
Wide Oprah strikes again, everybody.
And everyone was like, okay. Everyone was up for it, even the boys.
Yeah.
It was so lovely. So we'd all gone around the campfire.
Just good vibes. You know when there are those nights where you're looking around and you don't even need that kind of that hindsight or that glitter of memory to be like, wasn't that stunning? They're the best moments when you look around in the present going, this is the best.
Exactly. And also, you are so present. Mm-hmm. You're so connected to these people. People are being vulnerable. We're having incredibly very good quality drinks.
Oh, very good.
I mean, I like that. I like good cheese. I like good oysters. I like good champagne. And we had all of that.
Woo.
So by this time, we were quite juiced as well. So everybody was quite open. And so we got to, Ben was the last person to say his, and he was, you know, getting really emotional about his. It was so beautiful as well. I don't want to say that girls are the only ones that are emotional and open and stereotype, but the boys really did open up. So everybody was feeling, I can imagine the girls in their other relationships were feeling quite loved up with their partners as well, that the boys were so open about their
year.
It was stunning. And so we put in
Hang on,
fire.
So at this point...
It was 20 to 12.
You had no idea.
No, we were so present. We had put all of our piece of paper in the fire. It had blown up. We're not bringing that crap with us into 2018. And Ben said, okay, I'd like to make a toast. And in the back of my mind, I was like, hilarious. He's drunk. And Ben's such a great, funny drunk. Like, he's
when
such
he
a lovable
he
character.
His love level goes from like 100 to 150. Like, and he's just hugging everyone and he's on the dance floor. Like,
yeah,
it's
he's
stunning.
The best. And so he was already pretty loved up. And so I actually thought to myself, oh, my God. Here we go. Like, he's going to say, he's just going to carry on like he had his go.
He's got the stage
going.
Now. He's like, everybody, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, and he was like, one thing I don't want to get. And so then everyone went quiet and I was kind of looking at him and I was laughing because Peanut was sitting to my left. And I was looking at him and then looking at her like, oh, God, you know, old mates just had a few.
Yeah.
And so he starts saying, oh, you know, something I don't want to let go of.
Oh, you know what that is? That's a radio segue.
Oh, is it ever? Oh, very. It was impressive.
That's very, so when you go from one topic to the other.
He reckons I've added this bit in, but the girls reckon that he said it. He's like, I don't know if I actually said that. I'm like, well, I think you did. Anyway, so he said, one thing I don't want to let go of in 2017 is you, Miss Stacey June. And then he said that, you know, that last year had changed his life. That he had been by himself and just really at some points didn't think he would ever meet somebody like this, you know. But at the same time, he had a sense of knowing that we would find each other, and very much a similar sense of knowing that I had. He matched that there was somebody out there that was looking
that it was a bit written
for him. Mm. And I felt very similar to that. And then he said that it was the right time to ask a certain question because the people that Stacey loves are here and I live away from them, and as I've, you know, my friends are my family. And
so you're all sitting, what's everyone doing at this point? Well, is everyone
like,
Jerry?
Not really. Like, when you don't really think you're going to be a part of a proposal, let alone be asked one. I knew a little bit, and that day was a very emotional day for us. He'd walked in and kind of had a meditation and had said something to his dad. His dad has passed away and he was very emotional about it. And we'd done yoga and it was just one of those beautiful days, but it was very heightened. So I think in a way I started to go, oh, this is a mega day for me. Mm. I think I knew, but I didn't. Mm. Whereas don't forget, Erin Peanut, that's the same person, she didn't know about the freedom stuff. Beth knew, but she didn't know. So she's got no idea this is happening.
She'd be losing her shit too.
Lost her mind. So then he was like, and because you're all here, Stacey, special people, I think it is really the greatest place to ask this question.
And what are you doing at that point? I know what you would do. You'd go silent, Bob.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I did. But I had the biggest grin and my eyes were boggling out of my face. Like, I was like, and then you get this rush of energy that's like, this is a moment. This is a moment. Like, this is happening. I didn't think about free. I didn't think of any of it. I was like, this is a moment in time in my life that is going to change everything.
Were you thinking at that point?
No, I just felt that. Okay, I felt really. This was big and amazing. It just was a wave of happiness. Like, I just, and everybody felt it. Like, there's love. Like, it's like so incredible. And to think that I wasn't going to give myself this is really emotional now, because I mean, I just am so glad that all
when
those...
When you mean marriage.
Yeah, the patriarchy and me being a feminist and really fighting these kind of old school things, I may have missed something as magical as this because of that.
Would you say this is, to date, one of the best moments of your life?
Oh, easily. So yeah, then wow. He pulls out this little ring that he's gotten made. It's a band. I said I didn't want a ring. Like, and he was like, this is just a temporary ring. Like, I know.
So he didn't get down on one knee?
Nah. And just turned and said, you know, what did he say? He said, I just want to, he goes, in whatever way you want to do it, Stace.
Oh, bless.
I don't care. That's not a concern for me. I just want to marry you. And all I want to know is, do you want to marry me too? And I was just.
Did you cry? Were you like,
was
what was
silent.
Your reaction? What
I
did you
cry.
Say? What
I didn't
did
you cry. I just sat there and then I just said, it's like the yes came out of my mouth as a script. It was like, I didn't choose to think it. It was like, yes, yes, yes. Like, it just comes out of you. Like, wow. It was so crazy. And then they all started screaming. Everybody lost it. And it was just, yeah, it was crazy. It was, we just hugged for the longest time.
Wow.
It felt so intimate and private still, because it is a moment where you're kind of, the world stops around you and it's, you just have so much love for this person that, I couldn't let him go for a few minutes there. Like, I was just like,
did people take photos and shit of the actual?
Well, yes, and I actually am gonna I'm gonna give them to you guys. So the thinkergirls.com.au this week is where you'll find them. I'm happy
of the
to
actual
share
proposal,
them.
Yeah, like the moment.
Yeah, the whole photo album. I'm gonna put them up. When my girlfriends and I were looking back at the photos, of course, Beth's new boyfriend is like in film and television,
life
has actually filmed the thing, took all these beautiful photos of us all hugging. He was such
those
a
photos
legend.
Would be so intimate.
They are. So we will. I was thinking about whether I share them, but we will share them on
that's
our website.
That's the best. Okay, so they'll be week. Up this week. So keep an eye out
and
on
then,
the Facebook page.
Yeah, and then of course I cried. My beautiful best mates were there. I didn't even really want to ring that many people. I had to ring you. Like, I rang you in Sri Lanka and I rang my mum, and then we danced. We drank more really nice champagne that Ben had had, you know, and then we went upstairs, watched the fireworks. Beth had put a few of our songs on and we all danced, and then we danced till 5 a.m. and then the rest of the few days was just magic. You just are on this cloud, and it is a really special thing to share with people. I didn't realize what a gift kind of locking down your love is for a lot of people. It's not actually just your love. It is so contagious and so incredible.
Oh, I can completely attest to that. Like,
you are on
high. Yeah, like, and the timing of our lives too is just pretty poetic. Like, I'm going through a relationship breakdown when you feel like you're breaking, and then seeing somebody find the person that they've been holding out for and so patient and so trusting that they will find, and then for the proposal to be so symbolic of that. Because that was your deal, right? Where you're like, I don't want a proposal or a marriage or a wedding if it's not representative of who I am, who the person is, and who we are in a relationship.
And to be honest, in a lot of scenarios I had experienced in my life, a lot of them aren't, you know.
So for it to be, for that proposal to be, like, he's just bloody nailed that.
Yeah.
Like, for your best friends to, I don't know a single person that has had more than a sneaky photographer in the bushes, because people do that these days, organized photographers in the bush. I don't know anybody that's had more than their partner or a sneaky photog in the bush at the proposal. So that in itself is nuts.
And it's amazing because we have all those photos, that vision, those memories, and none of it was planned. You know, it was just kind of the perfect thing, because I think when things are meant to be, they really do work out. So that is the story. I'm just all loved up, and it's not all easy, and that's why I wanted to say, you know, we came to a really great place after a lot of hard work beforehand, you know. Not everything is a fairy tale. Now we've got to get out of here, but I think also I want to say is that things don't work at, you know, social media is one element of your life, and I put that photo up, I didn't really know how to put the freedom photo up, and that's still personal, you know. So that is the truth. That's what goes down. That's the reality of my relationship. It is quite incredible and amazing, but it takes hard work. It's, you know, we put the work in.
Oh, you guys. You got photos, a fiancé.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. The photos will be up. Yeah, thethinkergirls.com.au. Thank you for joining our very first episode of the Thinker Girls pod channel. We are so excited to have Jess Harris on the show. She is an actor. She's a writer. She's just launched a brand new web series called Wine.
Oh, my God. You will watch the videos. We're going to share some across across the socials this week. You will watch it and be like, this is me and my life my bestie when I drink
wine.
That's right.
If you are a posse member, that is, of course, if you haven't listened to the show, and it is, you know, basically our listeners and our followers, if you want to get involved and contribute something that's going on in your life for us to talk about, you can DM us on any of our Instagram or Facebook, or you can email us at hello@thinkergirl.com.au, because that episode is dropping this week where we dive in with our guest about your life. Okay, it's been fun.
Whoa!
We'll be chatting to you again very, very soon.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Did you love this podcast, but you want to chat about it more? Make sure you go to the Thinker Girls on Facebook, that's obviously us, and Insta, because that's where we're going to be continuing this convo with you, Posse.
Yes, we want to know what you think, Posse. So every week we'll be breaking down our podcast content across social media so you have an opportunity to share your opinions.
Plus, we're on Insta stories every damn day, so you get to come along with us for this crazy TG ride.
Yeah, Merce. Head to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Twitter to find us.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's. Brewed like beer, tastes like lemonade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.